Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, there are numerous examples of the word fool in the Bible. In fact, if you go back to the Old Testament, there's almost entire chapters and books that treat the subject of the fool. In the book of Proverbs alone, it is one of the most constant themes in the book of Proverbs. Even the Psalms often speak of the fool. Classic example, Psalm 14:1, it is the fool that hath said in his heart, there is no God. And so we expect that there is a great treatment of that word in the Old Testament, especially in the Psalms and in the Proverbs. But did you know that the New Testament speaks of fools too? For example, in Galatians 3 and verse 1, Paul writes and says, O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that you should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you. And then about two verses later, Paul says in verse 3 of Galatians 3, are you so foolish? Notice he talks about them being fools, having begun in the Spirit, are you now made perfect by the flesh? Now it's interesting. The word fool and foolish in our text is a compound word. Part of that word is a prefix. It's a negative prefix that talks about the negativity of something or something that is not. The other half of that word is the primary word, and it is the word that literally means mind, intellect, understanding, reason, or thought. And when put together, it means that this is an action or something that is against reason. It's something that is against thought. It's something that's against understanding. It's not logical, whatever it is that's under consideration. Now, put that in the context of the book of Galatians. They are being terrorized by Judaizing teachers. The temptation is for them to leave the law of the Christ, the New Testament, and go back under the law of Moses. In fact, in Galatians 5:4, Paul writes and says, Christ is become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, that be the law of Moses there, ye are fallen from grace. And so some of them were going back under the Old Testament system of doing things. And Paul, that's why he can say in verse 3 that to do that is foolish. For them to leave the gospel of Jesus Christ and go back under the law of Moses is indeed foolish. Why? Because it's against reason. It's against what they understood to be the truth. It's not logical, and therefore it is foolish. Now listen, in our modern context, we tend to think that something that's foolish is just being silly. But in the Bible's language, being foolish is to accept something, to believe something that is not reasonable. It's something that would be against or contrary to the Word of God. And to believe something that God does not teach is foolish because it's just that. It's against something that would be logical or reasonable. How about this? In our world, we are saturated with the idea of foolishness. And let me just give you a few examples. In our world, and in every age of time of men upon the earth, it is foolish to seek a subjective standard rather than an objective standard. You know, in Romans 1, there were men, Paul said, who looked out, they assessed all of the evidence, and they understood that God existed, but they didn't want that knowledge because they knew that to accept the knowledge of God meant accountability to God. And so in Romans 1:18 down through about verse 32, these men just simply took the knowledge of God and etched it out of their memory. And Paul said that they had their foolish heart darkened as a result of that. It is foolishness to put selfish interests over the will of God, and yet many people do that. You know, in our day, there are a lot of people who claim to be churches, and instead of giving people what they need, the gospel of Jesus Christ, they're giving people what they want. That is foolishness. It's contrary to the Word of God. And finally, let me suggest, it is foolishness to want feelings over facts. And the reason for that is that sin feels good. In Hebrews 11:24 through about verse 26, we learn that Moses was more willing to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Anytime you accept feeling over fact is foolishness because it's always going to lead to sin because sin feels good. Listen, we don't want people to be fools. And that doesn't mean that you can't sometimes laugh and enjoy and have a good time and even be silly at some point. But in the Bible, the word foolishness means to go against reason. To be a fool is to do something that is contrary to the Word of God or to accept something contrary to the Word of God. Don't be a fool. Instead, be wise. Accept the truth. believe it, and obey it. Fool. That's been our word for the day. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.